My good friend Yitzchak Shuster from Forest Hills asked, Shalom Aleichem. A friend of mine recently buried his mother next to his father in New Jersey. He did this even though his mother wished to be buried in Eretz Israel because he didn't have a plot in Israel for her. Now he wants to reinter her in Israel, but is conflicted because he feels that he would need to move his father as well so his parents would be together. Then he would not be able to visit his parents as often as if they were close by. I suggest that because there's no halachic requirement for spouses to be buried together, he should honor his mother's wishes and move her to Israel and leave his father where he is. I was not sure if he should wait 12 months before moving his mother. How would the Rav handle this? Well, first of all, if the mother asked to be buried in Eretz Israel, even though she knew that the father was buried outside of Eretz Israel, she obviously didn't care about being buried next to her husband. Therefore, the mother asked specifically to be buried in Eretz Israel. The halacha is that you're allowed to reinter her even within the 12 months and reinter her in Eretz Israel. The father, even though you're allowed to reinter someone to Eretz Israel, even if they didn't ask for it, but there's no necessity to do that, and there really you should have to wait the 12 months, preferable to wait the 12 months, and I don't see any reason why it's necessary to reinter the father, and therefore what you said, to reinter the mother because she asked for it, and to leave the father where he is a acceptable solution.